The Lord be with you.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping? Well, if you do, don't feel you're the Lone Ranger. It seems the coronavirus pandemic has become a chronosomnia pandemic, an epidemic of people having trouble sleeping. Trouble falling asleep, trouble staying asleep, as we worry about jobs, about the economy, about our kids being home from school, we worry about getting sick. Well, I know quite a bit about sleepless nights, which takes me to the Word of God, where we see many of God's spiritual giants also having a hard time sleeping. Why, there's Job in Job 7:4. The night is long, and I am full of tossing until dawn. There's David in Psalm 6, verse 6. I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. And there's a psalmist Asaph in Psalm 77, verse 2. In the night my hand is stretched out without wearying. So please, don't feel guilty if you're having trouble sleeping. You're in pretty good company. But it's what we do with those sleepless nights that makes a difference. And I want to suggest to you three things that help me, three things that I've learned from Scripture about what to do in those nights I'm having trouble sleeping, so that I try not to fight it, but to go with it. To number one, the first thing I do in the middle of a sleepless night is I meditate. I meditate on God's Word. Psalm 1, verse 2 says, the truly blessed person in life is the person who meditates on God's Word, it says, day and night. Psalm 119, verse 148 says, my eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. So at night before I go to bed, I often look at a verse or two of Scripture so that I can have it in mind. If I can't sleep, I can meditate on it. I can think on it. And if I can't sleep, well, I think of it as God wanting to spend time with me. So that I meditate on God's Word and I meditate on God. I think about God and His greatness. And let me tell you, it's sure a lot better than meditating on my worries. Listen to David in Psalm 63. In the wilderness of Judah, he's hiding out in some cave or desert wash, and David can't sleep. And David says, my soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. Number two, the second thing on nights I can't fall asleep or stay asleep is, well, I like to listen for God to speak to me personally. The quiet of the night, the stillness, no TV playing, no phone calls. I find it all makes sleepless nights especially good for listening for God to speak. I think here of the little boy Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3, hearing the voice of God, calling him in the night, and Samuel responds, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Or there's Solomon in 1 Kings 3, who in the middle of the night, Solomon hears the voice of God asking Solomon what he wants most in life. In Psalm 16, verse 7, David says, I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I find that very interesting, that God guides David. He counsels him in the night, speaking from within his heart. And I'm sure that some of you, that you've heard God speaking to you in the night. You've heard God guiding you, showing you what to do, telling you to act. Number three, I find nights I can't sleep. Well, it's a good time for catching up on prayer and praise. Our Lord Jesus often spent nights in prayer. The psalmist in Psalm 88, verse 1 says, O Lord, God of my salvation, at night I cry out in your presence. Or Psalm 42, verse 8, by day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. So at nights I have trouble sleeping. I try not to fight it. I rest in the fact that God knows. God knows when I need sleep, and if I'm not sleeping, then God has a business he wants to do with me. As I meditate on his word, as I listen for God to speak to me personally, and finally, as I pray and praise God. Here's a little bedtime prayer I've come to pray. Loving Father, as I lay my head on my pillow, I ask your Holy Spirit and your holy angels to keep watch over me and those whom I love. You who are the keeper of Israel, neither slumber nor sleep, you keep watch. I place in your strong and tender hands my worries, my problems, my heartaches. They are yours to carry, not mine. As I sleep, sow your thoughts into my thoughts, so that when I awake, I will know your mind. And as I linger in bed for a few moments, help me, Lord, to listen. Like the little boy Samuel, so I pray. Here am I. I'm listening. I'm Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.